USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of gun owners that want to carry their weapons outside the home. The ruling strikes down a New York State rule that gave local officials broad authority to deny permits for almost any reason. The decision, 6-3, enforces the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Suspected Democrat activists continue to attack pro-life centers as President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Department of Justice remain silent on the violence. The two Michigan pro-life center attacks were at the Lennon Pregnancy Center, that's in Dearborn Heights, and the Pregnancy Care Center in Redford. A Vietnam War-era helicopter crashed in West Virginia late Wednesday afternoon, killing all six passengers and crew members on board. The Bell UH-1B helicopter crashed in a rural area near Route 17 in Logan County. The identities of the victims have not been released. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Food and Drug Administration announced Wednesday it is investigating a new report of another child's death after consuming Abbott Laboratories baby formula. The FDA said it learned about the death from a consumer complaint it received June 10th. The FDA said its investigation is in the preliminary stages, and it will provide an update as it learns more. Americans are bracing for another shortage.
Folks might have to skimp on the mustard they put on their hot dog this summer. A poor mustard seed harvest in France and Canada is the main cause of the issue, along with the war in Ukraine. That nation is the world's third biggest mustard seed producer. Prices for mustard are expected to get more expensive as prices for transportation, jars, lids, and other supplies are also growing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The USFL playoffs are this weekend in Canton, Ohio. Both games will be played Saturday. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford on Wednesday said President Biden's push for a three-month-long gas tax holiday, he's warning that they could raise the national debt by billions of dollars. Actor and musician Johnny Depp is getting ready to put the band back together. The Hollywood Vampires had canceled their world tour in March due to COVID. 1 year from this week, shows will begin in Germany and Luxembourg. Tickets go on sale Monday. Federal Reserve boss Jerome Powell will testify before the Senate today. On Wednesday, he was speaking before the House on inflation and how this was not caused by the war in Ukraine.
Price stability is really the bedrock of the economy in the sense that you really cannot have a sustained period of maximum employment, our other co-equal goal. You can't have that without price stability. And so we must restore price stability, and we will. We have the tools and the resolve and hopefully the judgment to accomplish that task. If you look at the market, has been reading our reaction function reasonably well, and I think what you will see is continued expeditious progress toward higher rates. I'll say this: the center of the committee wrote down that rates would be between 3 and 3.5% by the end of this year, as of a few weeks ago.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.